Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast Flashback. Yes, this is Nard. We're doing some flashbacks for the next 2 weeks because Ray and I won't be available for a while. And we do flashbacks once in a while to revisit old shows. You know. And just a warning to all of you, any event that we talk about, any bear event that we mentioned in the show, in this episode, are from 2009. So just to let you know, it's too late if you want to attend that event. Okay. So, it will be 6 years that we've been doing Bear Podcast. Yes, 6 years now. And the show started August 1st, 2005. It was just a fledgling podcast back then. It's really me ranting. But anyway, when Ray and I get back, we would be doing some of the top 10 shows that we did since last year. So stay tuned for that. We're going to do an anniversary show. Okay. So if you have any comments, please do call us and give us a voicemail so we could play some of the show. So call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. And you can also email us at show@bearpodcast.com or go to the official website at bearpodcast.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the show notes. Okay, so let's go on with the show. In this episode, we are featuring episode 260, and this is back in April 2009. We had Kendall in the show, and we talked about his album, Truth Changes. It is available on CD Baby right now. Or you can go to Kendall's website at kendallshead.com. He's got some new music videos there too. I saw some. It's pretty hot. So here's episode 260 with Kendall.
Do you know how sexy you are? Do you know how wild you make me? And it's not your body or car. It's the way you give and take me. I was just a lonely soul looking for someone to free me from this stormy weather. And now it's always sun and summer together. And do you know how dirty you are? From the earth you came to love me.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
We are changing up a bit in this recording that we're doing, and it's kind of, what do you think? It's kind of a weird setup we have here. Yeah.
It's very tranny.
Yeah, very tranny. Anyway, it's April 20. It's 420, dude. 420.
So that's why I kept getting messages from all my friends. What are you doing? What are you doing on 420? Didn't him see? I'm clueless.
Oh, okay. Did you ever? I never tried it. Never.
I never inhaled.
Never tried any. I used to play in a band, and my bandmates would do it, but I never did. I never tried it. Yeah. It's kind of. I guess I'm kind of weird that way. Anyway. So welcome everyone.
Yeah, welcome everybody to 420.
It's to 420 episode.
After we get done here, we're going to roll a big fatty.
We're going to be big fatty. That's a different podcast. Okay, on the top of the episode of the show, we have the song "Do You Know How Sexy You Are" by
Kendall.
By Kendall, yes. Oof. He's got a new album out. It's been out for a couple of weeks now, and we're going to have him in the show on this one. So stay tuned later. And before we go on, we usually do our usual weekend update. So how was your weekend, Ray?
I had a very good weekend. The National Leather Association had Spring in Equity this weekend. Mm-hmm. I attended that. It was a very good. They had a very good turnout.
What is Spring in Equity?
It's the I don't want to call it a run because it really wasn't a run. It was more like a conference because they had seminars and everything. And but every year, NLA Houston has their little deal, and it's called Spring Inequity.
Mm-hmm.
This year it was hosted at their Sheridan Brook Hollow, and they also had the National Leather Association annual meeting.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people here from out of town and a lot of people in town that's in the leather community, bondage, S&M, stuff like that. So it's quite interesting. I went to a couple seminars. One was on rope bondage. And finally, somebody said, you don't have to do macrame to do this. The guy was that's Dart, and he has his own podcast, and I meant to look it up, but I hadn't had a chance today. And the funny thing was I was sitting next to a guy, and the guy doing the class kept saying, gray. And I was like, why does that name sound so familiar? I've been listening to a podcast called Gray Dancer, called The Rope Cast.
Oh!
Which is about bondage. And it was him. And I didn't put two and two together. And he's also got a couple of books.
He's in town.
He was in town this weekend. And I didn't even think about it. It didn't even dawn on to me until I'd got home Saturday night that's who it was. But he also has a couple erotic stories out there that you can download for free. One's called Nawashi, which is pretty hot.
Okay. Nawashi.
Nawashi. Yeah, I might be saying it wrong. It's the Japanese word. Okay. Word, I think. But anyway, so it was pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. There's a couple guys that I think you'd have really liked.
Really?
One of the first
lots of bears?
A few bearish guys. Mm-hmm. So. One of the guys that gave the classes, you'd been all up on because he was all serious, redneck bear.
Really?
Yes, 6'2", 6'3", something like
and
that.
And he's into ropes.
No, he's into beating the hell out of people.
Oh shit! No, I'm scared about that.
He did a lecture on down the rabbit hole.
Oh, okay.
Like the whole thing about how far Alice wanted to take it down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And that was what his whole thing was, and it was pretty interesting. So. And he's a sick fuck, but it was pretty interesting. And it's kind of like, damn, he's kind of hot for a redneck straight boy in here talking to a bunch of fags and other people in the bondage and shit. So.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite interesting. But we had a good time, except for the little flooding we had here in Houston.
That's right.
Of course, I missed most of that because I was at the conference all week, all day Saturday. But so it was nice. Met a couple interesting people.
Well, last weekend, what happened to us? It's actually camping weekend, supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it rained out. We got rained out. We feel so bad because it was Thursday when we found out that Houston is going to be rained out and the Groesbeck, Texas, where Rainbow Ranch is. That's where we were supposed to go. And we got together instead on Saturday. But, well, what happened was we got phone calls saying this is going to be canceled.
Yeah.
So I was on my way to Academy to pick up some stuff, but it just sucked. I didn't get any because I didn't need to because it's going to rain. So
in other words, you didn't get any this weekend because of
rain? No. Mm-hmm. We just went bowling, the usual bowling. You always bowl on a Friday, so. I'm going to say. And then Saturday is the Asians and Friends party. We got together and we went to Auntie Chang's. You brought me to Auntie Chang's before.
My question is, what did you go to Auntie Chang's for? Because every time I take somebody of Asian persuasion to Auntie Chang's, they're like, oh my God, this is the worst Asian food in Houston. I don't know why we're coming here.
Really?
And I love Auntie Chang's, so I don't know.
Yeah, I like that Auntie Chang's. And there were about 16 of us went there. Lots of people went there. So we go to Houston, check it out, Auntie Chang's. And then we went to the tea house downstairs,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty good. We like that.
Bubble tea.
Yeah, bubble tea. We did that.
Nasty.
That. Well, you didn't like, you don't like tapioca? No.
bubble tea is not for me.
Today, we're having a guest. He's our friend from Buffalo. He came to us. He visited us and... I'm going to give him a call, and he's Kendall, and he's got his new album out. It's called Truth Changes, and it's a very good album, and I hope you guys like it.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often? Woof, what a beer.
Start note, okay? Hey, everyone. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And joining us in the show is our friend from Buffalo, New York. Kendall. Hey, Kendall, how are you?
What's up?
What's up?
I just got a parking ticket, so I'm good.
I literally just took it off my windshield and I owe $30. And that sucks.
Oh, wait, did you park in front of a fire hydrant or something?
No, I was I was at work, and you know, like I was parked in front of a church. You know, so you figured they'd let me go a little bit, but you know.
No, but they don't.
Yeah. No. Suckage.
That is sad. So how are you? What have you been up to lately? Just working like a dog.
Working and just, yeah, I mean, I just put out, you know, the CD a couple of weeks ago, and working, which I don't really want to do. I don't know how anyone gets anything done with a job. Like, I'm just starting to wonder that.
Yeah.
You know, I had like a year off. Well, not a year off, like maybe like 9-10 months off. The job that I worked at for like 10 years, filed Chapter 7, and I lost my job. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to just focus on the CD, and that's all I did was work on the CD for that time.
I mean, it's awesome. You have 21 tracks. That's so many. You got to squeeze that all in a year or two. Yeah,
but not even, because the thing was, I went on a tour. I went on two consecutive East Coast tours last April. I did Bears on the Run, which went all the way up and down the East Coast, and then I did a week later. I did Bearpalooza, and it hit almost the exact same cities, and I went all up and down the East Coast. And then when I got back from that, I was real sick, and I had some viral thing up in my middle ear and my jaw, and I had to have an abscess tooth, and I had to get penicillin and amoxicillin and a root canal, and then my back went out on me, and then my mom went in the hospital, and I had to move in with her and take care of her for a while. So, literally, my summer was just gone. Like, I wasn't even really feeling that well until, like, September. It was really kind of hellish.
Gosh, 2008 is not a good year.
I know. It seems that way. You know what I mean? It seems kind of like a lot of health issues and stuff right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm better now, so.
Yeah. Actually,
not out 100%.
Yeah, actually, when we got your music and we're trying it around, and I let Ray listen to it, and it's awesome. I told you earlier when I called you, it's very eclectic. It's very different, and it's just words cannot describe it. It's a new way of it's a new candle, the way I look at it.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, for me, it's actually a real old candle. I mean, the thing was when I started doing the Bear stuff and the Bear, you know, playing for Bear audiences and stuff, I kind of actually, you know, really marginalized myself a little bit and focused on presenting a little bit less of myself. Which seemed to work at the time. And, you know, it just was that, you know, I played a Bearpalooza event. That was my first big Bear event. And I did all this funny, weird stuff that I was working on at the time. And I was like, wow, this really worked, you know. So I just kept rolling with it and focusing on that, on the novelty side of what I do. You know, and for a while really just considered myself like a novelty artist. But, you know, I've this goes back to like the way that I've always written songs and approached writing music and stuff from before that, you know what I mean? And from mm-hmm. the time I was like 16 up until the time I started playing the Bear events, which was, I was like, I don't even know, 34, 35, you know, so.
That's right. So what else did you listen to? You got to listen.
Do you know how sexy you are?
You know how sexy you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we really like that. So who are you referring to? Or who inspired you to write this?
It's definitely about my husband, for sure.
Oh, I knew it.
No, it is. I mean, I love that song because, you know, it's really, you know, it's an unexpected thing, and it's kind of like a Prince. The approach lyrically is kind of like something Prince would do, which he was a big influence on the record, and you can hear it. And, you know, that kind of thing of, do you know how sexy you are? And it sounds like it's going to be some crazy, sexy song or some dance song or something. And it's a very sweet song about, you know, looking at, you know, really finding the sexiness inside of someone, you know, and not just looking at the exterior. And we live in such a you know, it's such a superficial society, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I really wanted to, you know, do something just how I really felt about my partner and what he means to me. And sometimes I really feel like that with him, like, wow, you know, you really don't know, like, how sexy you really are, you know what I mean? Because I think that he doesn't have the confidence, not the confidence, but he doesn't have, he just doesn't really know how sexy he is, I guess, you know, well, and as a person, not just as a physical being, you know. Yeah.
Well, when I was listening to the song, I told Maynard, I said, this is a very appropriate song for kind of what went down today with me and a friend of mine, but it kind of came about self-image and how we see ourselves, and, you know, and they were saying things, and I'm like, that's not how I see you at all. And then, right. And then they were telling me the same thing about me when I said, well, this is how I feel about myself. And then I thought, I heard this song, and I said, well, this is very appropriate. So,
yeah.
That's so
well,
cute.
Cool. I'm glad you like it, because honestly, it's definitely one of my favorite songs on the CD, and I'll be doing it live for the next, you know, 20 million times for the next year. So
that's right. Yeah. You did some music videos. How's that?
Yeah.
You have Rising Up. Rising Up.
Yeah. Rising Up. Sure.
Yeah. And
So
tell us about Rising Up when you did that.
Well, you know, that song is kind of a weird thing. Like it's a very specific song. It's one of those songs that I write from a very specific point of view, mm-hmm. but doesn't come off that way to someone who doesn't know that specific event that triggered me writing it. So mm-hmm. So after I wrote the song, actually it started with listening to Elijah Black. You know Elijah Black?
Yes. Definitely. You know, who doesn't know him?
Good friend of mine, awesome musician, really great songwriter, you know, and he's starting to really get recognized as that, and I'm really, really proud of him and happy for him. And one of the songs on one of his albums had a little riff in it, and I thought, wow, that I want to use that riff. It's very like Rage Against the Machine or something mm-hmm. like that. You know, I want to, and I, in my mind, I wrote the song over it and worked on it for a while, recorded some you know, orchestration, and then it sat for like 2.5 or 3 years, and I didn't do anything with it, which is what a lot of the songs on Truth Changes are recorded from, like 15 years ago all the way up till recently. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote that song, and I said, you know, I want this to be on the CD. So I produced it myself, and, you know, I thought, wow, I like the way this sounds. I want to do a video for it. And then because it has that Rage Against the Machine feel,
yeah,
I thought it would be kind of cool to make the message be a little more general and talk about rights and about how different groups, minority groups, are starting to get their rights and starting to be heard. And
it's sort of political. Yeah.
It is political in that way. It's definitely political visually. The song itself is not political at all. It's a very, like I said, it's a very specific event that happened to me in my life. And the lyrics are incredibly straightforward. There's nothing like really, actually not being creative. I'm just kind of expelling and talking to someone. But
you're being very frank. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's bold and stuff, I guess. I just wanted to show with the video that, you know, we really are all fighting for the exact same thing, and people forget that. People think that, well, we're fighting for gay rights, we're fighting for black rights, we're all fighting to have the same rights. We're all fighting for the same thing, and that kind of gets lost when we just keep talking about minority groups and ourselves and our own interests. And so I wanted to kind of show an overview to people, you know, and show how really, like, it doesn't matter if you're religious or not religious or, you know, gay or straight or whatever. We're all, you know, we all want the same shit out of life, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we all have the right to be miserable as anybody else.
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. Yeah, I like that T-shirt used to say, I forget how it was worded, but like, you know, I don't really care as a gay man if I have the right to marry. I just want the right to divorce. You know,
that's right.
You know, but mm-hmm.
So how about the future concerts, future gigs, any performance you're gonna do? Aren't you going to do Bears on the Run very soon?
Yeah, we had to put off doing the West Coast for a while. I think we're gonna hit the West Coast. in August, and it'll be Shannon Grady and Matthew Temple, Elijah Black, myself, and Bob Liu. Mm-hmm. And for reasons that I can't get into now, unfortunately, we couldn't hit it like around this time. There was some very there were some important things going on for someone or people in the group, mm-hmm. which everyone will be exposed to later. But so we couldn't really do it. So we're probably going to do that in August or so. But we are doing, Bears on the Run is doing one gig in May in Nashville, Tennessee. And I think it's May 17th or 18th. I think it's that weekend, 15th, 16th, 17th. Everyone's going to be there,
watch.
But Shannon, unfortunately.
That's going to be Bear Watch here in Houston.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. That's right. I forgot that's around the time.
Yeah,
cool.
We're going to miss you here.
I guess. Yeah, I have a great time there.
Oh, yeah. Maybe next year. Okay, so that's Bearpalooza. So that's the one that's going to come up very soon. And in your album, you also did stuff with Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, I'm Freddie Freeman. Absolutely. I'll tell you something about Freddie Freeman. He's just so underrated as, you know, as a producer and songwriter and stuff. I mean, I think what's happened with Freddie is that because he started Bearpalooza and people knew him as the guy who started Bearpalooza, and so everyone kind of, you know, put him into this framework of this guy, but they forget, you know what I mean, just what a great songwriter and singer and producer he is. And you know, I went down, I started to produce some of the songs myself, and then I started talking to Freddie about working with him. And we started working over the internet a little bit, and then he said, just, you know, come on down to Nashville and work on some stuff. So I went down to Nashville, and we worked. Within like 5 minutes, we had written It Doesn't Have to Be a Dream, which I'm really happy with, which is one mm-hmm. of the dance tracks on the CD.
Yeah.
And you know, the production's really cool on that. And he was just, I don't know, like, he was my anchor throughout the whole project. I mean, he talked to me, like, 4 or 5 times a day at least, and really, you know, we learned a lot about production and about, the whole process together, you know, and we're still learning and doing stuff together, and we kind of want to be a production team at this point, like working with other artists and other people. Yeah. And if anyone wants to, you know, is looking for someone to produce their stuff or anything, you know, you should definitely talk to Freddie. He's just really well-rounded, you know, and he gets it, you know, because with me, I come from so many different places as a songwriter. I need to work with someone who understands that I don't want all my stuff to sound the same, you know what I mean? It comes from a different place, and it should sound like it's coming from a different place, you know? And he understands that. He really gets music, you know? He's like a born musician. And a born mm-hmm. songwriter. Yeah.
Wow. I'd like to see him again. I would like to watch Bearpalooza. I was there, when was it, 2007. That's when I first met Jay and Freddie Freeman and the... Yeah, I was there. It's my first Bearpalooza, my first Bear Jam. I got to see them, and it's just really awesome group. And watching them play live and jam together, and with them and who else were there? Michael West was there too, and
sure.
Yeah, it's just awesome watching him play. Okay, well, how about something that for relaxation for you? I know music is a form of relaxation for you. What do you do? What are you going to do this year to, you know, give yourself a break with?
Well, I mean, I don't really have time to relax. you know, I don't know. I mean, I jerk off a lot, you know what I mean? Like we all do, I guess. And, you know, so, but that's throughout the course of the day, you know what I mean? I really don't think about relaxing. I think about my goals, you know what I mean? I'm real goal-oriented but, you know, my goals for me are a little more realistic now. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I want to get a tour together, or I want to, you know, but between my job and, you know, having a relationship and, you know, touring and going to the gym and trying to get anything, it's just, you know, life's busy for everyone nowadays. You know, it's crazy, and it's I don't have time to relax. But, I find time here and there and whatever. But I, you know, my favorite thing really, to be honest with you, is being on the road. I love being on the road. It's just, it's so great to, you know, meet people and get the energy in different cities and be able to perform for other people and stuff. That's I'm looking forward to that, you know, which I'm going to start with Freddie and I are doing the tour starting in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Well, if y'all get to come to Houston, I'll shoot the video for clothes get in the way.
Oh, yeah. You just have to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Clothes get in the way. Yeah, we were listening to that too. And that is awesome. Is that the your seduction song for your partner?
No. No, you know, clothes get in the way. I like to challenge myself. And I said to my, I'm sitting there and I'm producing some stuff and I'm going, I love Prince and he was a huge influence on this record.
Yes.
And I was thinking about how he wrote When Doves Cry and he just pulled the bass line out of it and thought, this really works. This is awesome. This is what I want to do. It sounds great now. And so, you know, it's a song without a bass line or whatever. So there's no bass. And it works, you know, because it's unique. It's different. And I thought, gave myself a challenge, and I thought, I want to write a dance song with just percussion and vocals and no music, you know, no guitars, no keyboards, no, you know, nothing rhythm.
Keep
no,
it simple. Just, yeah.
Yeah, percussion and vocals. And that's all it is. And it worked for me, you know, and I just like the sassy rap, you know, approach in there and stuff, and it's got my favorite line on the CD, which is, well, you've heard the song sometimes, but what does it say? It says, you can bet I'll come real cheap, but only after an inflation. Sorry, this is my favorite.
Okay. Wow. Clothes get in the way. I can't wait to see that live, or you play that one time. Hey, what's Stanley all about? Is that somebody we know?
Yeah, Stanley. Stanley is written by Charles Brown. Is written by Charlie Brown. That's the only song on the CD that is written by someone else entirely. And Charlie Brown, you know, is a Bearpalooza performer.
Yep.
And I can't say too much about it, but he wrote it from a real experience. It's from his real experience with someone, and he's just an amazing songwriter, and that song he's been playing out for a couple of years, and I really like the song. And last year when we played down at Samo in Florida, he was doing his set, and all of a sudden this beat kicks in, and he starts singing Stanley on top of this beat. And I'm like, this is the fucking coolest thing I've ever heard. Like, this is just amazing. And so I told him how much I loved it. And I got home, and he was like, you know, you need to record that song. You like that song, and you should do a version of it. And I'm like, I don't know if I'll be able to sing that. I'm not really a blues singer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I recorded it, and, you know, it somehow suits what I did, and it seemed to fit into the CD really well. The song is just incredible, but it's a real story. It's a real, okay. One of those things is just 100% real, and it's from his point of view. And actually, when I'm touring this time, I'm centering the whole performance around Stanley, and it's like a little mini musical that has to do with my relationship with Stanley and that whole thing.
So the listeners can check out the CD so they could learn more about Stanley. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So,
you
know,
for them.
Where can they get the CD?
Right now, it's just available as a digital download, and you can go to my website, which is kendallshead.com, and it'll redirect you to Woody Bear Music, which is selling it right now.
And, it's on Woody Bear. It's available on Woody Bear. Okay.
Woody Bear, right. And then in a couple of weeks, it's going to be available on iTunes and the whole thing, the whole shebang. And then I'll have the printed version I'll have some with me when I tour, but the printed version will be ready in probably a month or two.
Yeah, you don't want to do plastic too much, do you? I mean, you know, CDs.
Or... I don't have the money. That's the honest to goodness truth, because I have no fucking money.
Mastering no all money. These on the CDs, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I had no money throughout this project at all. You know, I had none. And, I mean, this CD is just a testament to what you can do with no fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot you can do with no money, so people don't realize how much you can do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks. I believe that. I think creativity is all about what you don't have. It's not about what you do have. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, Kendall, it's awesome to have you in the show. And wow. So everybody out there, go check out KendallSaid.com for information on the Truth Changes. That's the latest album by Kendall. And Kendall, thank you so much for being with us. It's so good to talk to you again.
Hey, thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
And one more plug. You can get tour information for the tour that Freddie and I am doing on Barapalooza.com or KendallSaid.com.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
That tour is in May, the beginning of May. And we're going to Detroit, Chicago, Indianapolis, Nashville, a couple of places in Ohio, blah, blah, blah.
Awesome. So, yeah. We'll put the links on the website. Thank you very much for the info.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much for having me on the show, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Now do you get to go home and shower and eat and relax and all that good stuff?
Yeah, jerk off and all that, you know.
Yeah, well, hey.
Okay, so that was a great interview with Kendall. Yep. Yeah, what do you think? It's awesome. It's good to hear from him again.
It was good to hear from him because I hadn't talked to him since Bear Watch last year. So
yeah, kind of miss him. It's it's a year. Speaking of Bear Watch, it's next month.
It's next month.
It's next month.
If you haven't registered, go register now before the price goes up.
Go to bearwatch.net.
Go register. There's still a few spots open. The hotel's selling out pretty good, though. Somebody's telling me the room count has gone way down. So go register and then go register at the hotel.
Better reserve.
Reserve. Get your room reserved. So
yeah.
For optimal sling placement.
That's right. Okay, what we have here are some toys.
Adult toys.
No, they're not. Look here, it's a Dalek.
Exterminate.
Exterminate. You see that? I don't know if you can see there.
You need to back off, Hilo.
Yeah. And what do you have there? Apollo.
I got my man, Hilo.
Hilo from Battlestar Galactica.
He's my bitch.
And this one's Chekhov. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And there's a cry whiny bitch, Apollo.
I get to keep the, what is it? What do I have here? I get to keep this. It's Mark Parkman. Matt Parkman.
Is that his little brother?
No. Matt Parkman from Heroes.
That's Mark Parkman, the hot little chaser brother?
No, I doubt it. No, I don't think so. Anyway, these toys, these action figures, collectible action figures, are from New Planet Toys. You can check them out, newplanettoys.com.
And if you put in BearPod.
Yes.
And the...
BearPod. I think
the discount code.
Yeah, you get the 20% discount. And thank you to Tim.
Yes,
thank
Tim,
you very much.
You.
Put the links on the website.
Just so you know, Tim, I'm keeping Hilo because I think I can't even say his real name. Tim, however you say it.
I don't know.
But I gotta get the Dollhouse series now just because he's like one of the lead.
That's right. He's in Dollhouse. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So,
but I am Matt Parkman.
But if he can love a toaster, he can love a bear.
Those toasters. Yeah, so thank you very much. It's awesome that newplanettoys.com. Check it out and order anything and put in BearPod. One word, BearPod. I think before we said BearPod, but it's BearPod.
Yeah.
I think it only accepts six letters or something. And go to BearPod. Enter it, and when you check out, you get 20% discount.
Yeah. So, and we're going to come up with some interesting little contest to give these away.
Yeah, we're going to do some contest, so stay tuned. Maybe next week or so.
Right.
We're going to plan something.
We'll come up with some good stuff to give this stuff away. So
yeah, that's right. Get my iPhone here. Hold on. Yeah, some notes. Yeah, that's about it. We just wanted to give out to the listeners and people who's watching this video, and hope you like it. And we'll give you information next time. Okay. So any shout outs? Oh, I have some shout outs. Last Asians and Friends party last Saturday, we met up with them, you know, our friends, and we were talking about podcasts, and I kind of told some friends there that we do the Bear podcast once a week or as much as we can. So shout out to Donald and Chris from Montrose Counseling Center.
Oh, okay.
Chris is he's the one who represented Hatch for us.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so Chris, thank you. Yeah. I hope you're watching.
I keep bringing him all around the community. So
yeah,
Chris is out and about.
Yeah, he is. He's very active. Very active also in Nations and Friends, and he's a great guy. And I have stories about him too. And so is Donald. Donald, if you're listening.
Okay. I guess I need to give a shout out to Dr. Richie.
Oh, that's right. A friend of ours and his bear boyfriend, they're leaving. They're moving.
They're moving
to New York.
New York City.
New York or Connecticut.
I think it's New York. I think they all live in Connecticut, but
they live in Connecticut. Then they're gonna
move to New York City.
New York City, live from New York.
It's the Dr. Richie Chaser Show.
It's Monday Night Live. Oh, speaking of Monday Night, yeah. It was Heroes. What do you think of Heroes tonight?
It was all about Siler.
It's all about Siler.
Yes, but at least it was a very interesting episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very. What do you call this? Very schizophrenic, like.
Yes. You know?
It's weird if you're schizophrenic and you have shape shifting powers. Now that's freaky.
Yes. So.
Okay, but you know the lady, his mom is from Pushing Daisies.
Is she?
Yeah, it's one of the aunts of, or aunts for some of you. one of the aunts. Is it aunts?
Aunts.
In the south, it's aunts.
It's my aunts.
Your aunts.
My aunts.
Yeah, of. Oh, what's her name?
Aint.
Chuck. Yeah, Chuck, the one who died, and you know, it's just one of the aunts. So, yeah, check it out if you're watching Heroes. Should be available on NBC.
Yeah, right? I think Hulu carries it too, sometimes.
Oh yeah, Hulu.
Yeah, Hulu. Yeah. Okay.
You watch Hulu online?
I've gotten into watching some of the stuff on there. I haven't got too in detail on it because of my TV watching addiction that I'm trying to stay away from some stuff. So.
Really?
Yes.
What are you trying to avoid?
I'm trying to avoid watching any more new shows than any of my collection of shows I watch.
But you know, okay, I have a confession to make. I just started watching.
You're really a tranny?
No, I'm not. Wait, hold on. Let me check. Hold on. No, I'm. I just started watching Stargate SG-1.
The original.
Well, yeah, okay. SG-1. But, you know. First season, actually. Okay. I've been watching.
I have it on DVD if you'd like to borrow it.
No, I'm actually watching on Hulu.
Okay.
It's available on Hulu.com, and they have season one and season two. And why? Because I've been, you know, I don't know that some of you guys are geeks and say, you know, you haven't watched Stargate for the longest time. But it's something that I got around with. I got around with, and I'm watching Stargate now, SG-1. I'm liking it. I did watch some of the episodes in between. It's not like I watch it religiously. I didn't start it. That's why I couldn't watch it continuously.
Yeah.
So I ended up just waiting for it to be available all online and just watch it there.
I think about 3 years ago, we started going and buying the DVDs, seasons, and mm-hmm. watching them because when it first came out where we lived, it was so sporadic. Watching it. It's like Deep Space Nine. I need to go get all those seasons and watch them because it was never on consistently that y'all could watch the whole show and keep up with it. So
yeah,
so I need to do that. So.
That's right.
But I got a little something first to talk about. Maybe some people can write in for the next show.
Oh sure, okay.
About long distance relationships.
Okay, long distance. Like me.
Yeah,
okay,
and you got this one down, I think. But something interesting came up today that. With a friend of mine who was, they had a texting mishap.
Oh.
And
text message breakup?
Well, no, it wasn't a text message breakup. It was just a misunderstanding because you can't infer certain stuff over texting.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody got very pissed off and there's a little argument and stuff. So it's.
That is
and it
sad.
Was totally misunderstood what was said, I think. So.
Well, is it for public information? Well, it's not. Oh, it's just.
Well, no. I just want to know how people. You know, I just thought it was interesting that you know, because most it's like people. I never thought I'd be a texter, but I'm texting all the time, and you know, and it's like because you can't call all the time, but you know, texting all the time. You know, like hey, how you doing? Stuff like that is okay, but just. The new technology, how much it affects people's relationships, you know, and how much tech. Because I mean, it was really nothing, and.
Yeah, for the longest time, Mike and I don't text each other. But lately, we've been texting each other. He's been texting me. I'm really surprised. But it really helps a lot, especially when you're busy and you just need a little distraction. And yeah, I guess texting right now with relationships is just awesome. I mean, people either get together and they also break up with text messages.
Oh,
yeah, there's some movies out there or. Internet videos that came out about it, but we're not going to talk about breaking up. But yeah, it's a good medium, really. But it's But if it's somebody special, I think it's always good to have the voice, the real voice to talk to. And, well, case-to-case basis, text messages are always good. But when it's somebody's – with friends, that's okay. Text message, you can text message all day. Just check with your friends and whoever, acquaintances or whoever. But when it comes to, you know, somebody special, it has to be a phone call. That's what I think.
Yeah. But you can't call all day long. So
that's right. So,
but anybody out there that's got a little bit, that's got some distance in a relationship, and they text message, and if anybody else has had that issue where it's come up and the texting was misconstrued for what it really meant, and anyway, mm-hmm. So I just thought it'd be interesting to talk about.
Are we talking about novels that you put on text messages? Really long stories?
No, I'm just talking about, like, you're texting something, your boss walks in the office and you hit send by mistake and it's not completely finished.
Oh!
And it gets sent and then it just gets kind of blown out of proportion that they thought you were saying something that you were not. I just thought it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, who among you guys have a long-distance relationship? Email us and tell us your experience on text messaging. Do you have any problems with it? And me personally, not yet, because Mike hates technology.
Yeah.
He hates text messaging. It's very rare for him to actually text message me.
But here's the deal I find out. Since I date younger guys,
yeah,
the younger generation's all about texting.
You have to adapt.
which is why I do a lot more texting. But it's really bad. I've been sitting there with some friends of mine that are younger, and they're sitting across from each other on the couch texting each other.
Well, it used to be IM. Everybody who's got MSN Messenger here, just beside them in another cubicle with MSN Messenger there.
Yeah.
And they still...
Yeah.
Well, it used to be email. They email each other. Yeah. And then they do IM. And now the text messages. Okay. Especially with the iPhone, it's very easy. And lots of the phones right now are coming out that are maybe... Not at par as of now with the iPhone, and text messaging and IMs and doing it all in their phones are really getting easier. Yeah. I do that a lot. Anyway, okay, so is that it? But is that all you have in mind?
That's all I have. So just write in. Or
what's your question for their listener?
Well, no, I'm just like, is anybody else, you know, has some distance in a relationship? Do they have any kind of problems like that? Like you're texting something and the person on the other end totally misconstrues what you're saying, or... Because when you're sitting here talking one on one, or you're talking on the phone, you can hear the inflection of voices. You can tell if somebody's kind of joking or how it is. But when you type something out and it gets sent, it's just like, you know, it's like, you know, I type fag and send it, it's just like fag. But I can be sitting here and say fag, whatever. You know?
Oh, okay, that kind of context. Okay.
You know, so mm-hmm. You know, it's just stuff like that. So.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, send your comments. Yeah, post your comments on the website at bearpodcast.com. Okay, so we're going to wrap this up. Email us, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
That's right.
I'm not ready to screw it up. I'm trying to think about it too much.
Leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. And if you have a MySpace or a Twitter, you can follow us. Twitter at bear.com/bearpodcast. Yeah, we're there. And individually, we have our own. So I have Nard, and you have
Hubert Dad.
Put links on the website. Yeah. So yeah, follow us.
I haven't Twittered much. I've only Twittered once. So.
Yeah, bug him, add him, friend him, or follow him. That's how you say it. You follow him on Twitter. And Facebook, we have the Facebook, and also we have MySpace. MySpace has been there for a long time, and you guys are welcome to friend us. Okay, so yeah, call us on the voicemail line. We'd like to hear from you. And thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, wherever you are. And we'll catch you guys next week. And we'll send many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.